One of the things I enjoyed doing was I used to go to Phyllis Kitley's dancing classes. And I started when I was probably about 5 or 6. We had ballet and tap, but I wasn't very good at ballet. And we met at the Cherry Tree. And before the war, there was an concert, perhaps, that she gave. And I remember that I wore a black dress with white smocking on it. And we put on the show for our parents. But then, because I wasn't all that good at ballet, I gave that up and did tap. And I did do my bronze medal for tap dancing. But again, not all that good. So we carried on, and she suggested I took up ballroom dancing. And this I very much enjoyed. And used to go regularly, once a week, for classes. And over the years, I took my bronze, silver, and junior gold medals, passing them all, and then senior bronze medal. But by that time, I was more involved with schoolwork, and I rather gave up ballroom dancing. During the war, she used to run a dance on a Thursday evening with Maisie's band in the Cherry Tree. And it used to be quite a lot of, I don't know whether they were soldiers or prisoners of war or what, but they used to come from somewhere over Coal Green area. And the dances started at 7 o'clock and went on I don't know how long. But I was allowed to stay for the first hour and join in. Not that there were many people there the first hour. And then at 8 o'clock I would be sent home. And I do remember the day that the war finished, my parents came and told us that there'd just been an announcement that the war had ended and there was great celebration. I also remember that Phyllis Kitley used to have a children's party before the war when we all used to dress up in fancy dress. And my brother went as a Red Indian and I think it was something like Little Bo Peep or Shepherdess. And she used to run these around Christmas time at the Cherry Tree Ballroom. Later, after the war, I remember she used to run a class for non-dancers, for young people, young men, teenagers, in ballroom dancing, and it used to culminate in a party for us, either at the Cherry Tree or the last one, which was at the Parkway Restaurant. And this was quite a social event for young people in Welwyn Garden City, and it also taught boys how to do a little bit of ballroom dancing. Phil Kitley was one of the dance teachers in the Garden City, the other being Marjorie Bailey, and she was the one who did much more on the tap ballet and that type of dancing. So Phil specialised in ballroom more, and Marjorie Bailey in other types of dancing. I was a girl guide and belonged to the Sherwoodswood 9th Company. This was a company attached to Sherwoodswood School, and it was started by Kay Ann and Valerie Pearson, and we met in the school hall. But we also took part in district events in the town, and among those I remember having a campfire up near the golf course in Sherwoodswood when Reverend Brown from St Michael's Church led us in camp songs, including quartermasters. That was one of the things we enjoyed, and we did that as a district. We also used to go over to Mrs Murphy's house, who was the district commissioner and lived in Mudwick Hall. She was the wife of Frank Murphy of Murphy Radio, and we had wide games and things like that. We also had wide games in Sherwoods Park Woods, and amongst the things we had to do, I remember one where we lit fires, little fires, and it was a question of which fire could burn through the piece of string most quickly. But we also had sort of hide and seek, other sorts of games, but it's the fire one that I remember. Great days. We had two district camps, and presumably because it was in war time, one of them was at Lemsford Playing Fields. But this was quite exciting for us in those days. But One of the things we did from there was to go down to Lee Valley Swimming Pool, which was not exactly the warmest place to swim. Another year we had one in Hatfield Park, and that was much more fun. We did also do a long distance one, which was to Lymington. And my biggest memory of that was being stung by many mosquitoes and not being able to go on the trip to the Isle of Wight, which was a shame. Very sad. But camping in those days was much more primitive than camping today. You know, I think my sleeping bag was a army leftover, which was khaki and didn't have any padding or anything. We enjoyed that. But we did all sorts of things with the Girl Guides, and you got to know people from other areas. And then later on, Mrs. Molly Woolsey took over as district commissioner, and I did various badges, first aid, cooking, sewing. I had a little house emblem, first class. I didn't ever finish the guide still, because I think other things interfered, and I O-levels or high school certificate, as it was then, became more important. Most of my memories of the Horticultural Society are post-war, but my father had always been a keen gardener, and we'd always had a garden, and I enjoyed gardening. But I think in those days, the Horticultural Society was much more practical in its aspects than it is today, in that they had a number of shows. There was certainly a spring show, a summer show, and an autumn show, and I have a feeling that there should be another one somewhere, but I can't remember whether it was a late summer, I'm not quite sure. And these were shows that were put on in marquees, mostly on the campus, although I remember that one was opposite the area in the fountain on the green, on the upside of Parkway, which is now, I think, the Jewish Memorial Garden. And the last one, which was rather small, was in St. Francis Hall. These marquees were quite large, and it was quite a social event in the town, and certainly in the society. The spring show would have been mostly daffodils, and two people's names stand out. Mrs. Abel Smith, who lived at Letty Green and who actually bred daffodil bulbs, and Don Lee, who always seemed to win the cups. But my father used to exhibit a certain number of daffodils and would be quite pleased if he got a third or something of that sort. But there would be long tables, and the marquee would be filled with flowers. And my mother used to make refreshments, serve tea or coffee, and this usually involved having a big urn and setting it up for quite a while beforehand. The summer show used to include household things like jam making, chutney, cakes, bread, and I used to take part in these and usually had some success with some of them, enjoyed doing that. And one of the specialities, there would be dahlias and possibly and chrysanthemums, and I know that one of the workmen from Dornays, where my father was manager, he became quite a dahlia specialist, and I think finished up being a judge for dahlias more than just locally. Then there were the chrysanthemums, summer flowers of various sorts, and this was quite a big marquee always. And then the autumn show, I don't remember particularly what those were. But there would also have been lectures in the winter. I don't think I would have attended many of these, partly because I was working at the time. I did become a committee member and was secretary in the late 60s to 1971, and I've subsequently been on the committee at various stages in various capacities. But as I say, my memory of the earlier days was the emphasis was much more on the shows rather than the outings and the holidays, which we do have now.